It's the radio segment that checked himself into a psych ward after dinner the other night because he put one lasagna on top of another one and realized he still just had one lasagna.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, it never ends.
That would break anyone.
The layers.
We'd all be shook too from Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
Those other pastaphobes just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Orlando, Florida. A few months back, the Florida Lottery announced 41-year-old Altovisi Morris played the 500X cash scratch-off game and won $1
million.
Wow.
It's always so crazy to me off a scratcher just because I've only ever won like $5 has been my ultimate.
You have to buy like the $20, $30 ones to win the big jackpot.
She purchased the lucky ticket at a 7-Eleven and claimed her winnings immediately afterwards.
Good job.
And when she went to the lottery headquarters, they got a photo of her holding the giant check.
Awesome.
Reporter asked how she felt. Altovisi replied with three words taken from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I'll be back.
Oh, yeah!
Wow, that's some confidence.
I
okay.
I would win the lottery once again.
What happened next? Just a few months later, she was back
at
lottery headquarters asking for more money because she spent it all.
Oh, wait. I don't think that's not how it works.
It's not like a loan office.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. She was jumping for joy. She claimed her second $1 million prize.
No!
Her next ticket winner happened after she bought her dream home. And she said, it all happened so fast. I first win the lottery, and then as I'm closing on the house, I stopped at a Sunoco food mart, and it happened again.
Gosh.
So cool.
Good karma did she create in a past life or something.
She's like, now's my dream car. And then next I'm going to get...
Lottery officials were shocked, especially because she only bought two scratch tickets during the entire two-month span. Both off the same game.
No way.
Wow.
There is good news in Florida. Look at that.
Yeah. That's the most shocking part.
This next Laser Story is out of India. A man was vacationing with his friends when the worst thing that could ever happen in Alexis's life actually happened.
What?
Hello. Don't say his phone dropped in the water.
Rajesh Vishwas was visiting the Karkata Dam taking a selfie when he accidentally dropped it in the reservoir below.
Did you know this story?
No, but what could be worse?
While Alexis, in that instance, would probably just call her dad and beg him to buy her a new one, the 32-year-old had a different plan. First, he hired local divers to try and find the $1,200 Samsung phone.
What?
Okay.
Unfortunately for him, the divers told Rajesh that the water level would have to be significantly lower for them to make any headway on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're standing on a dam. My gosh.
Yes. Seriously.
That's when he brought in a diesel pump to start draining the reservoir.
No,
what?
No,
he
didn't.
You can't do that?
You can't.
He claimed that his phone contained sensitive government information on it.
Oh,
and that he had the verbal okay from local water officials. And the pump ran for several days, pulling out more than 500,000 gallons of water.
No way.
And I don't even know how much water that is. Like, my head can't wrap around that.
Yeah.
At long last, Rajesh got his phone.
No.
He did?
It actually worked?
His plan worked, but sadly, his phone did not.
So it was all for nothing?
Duh.
And it also turns out he didn't have permission to do any of that, actually.
No way.
He was fined for dumping water that was meant to be used by local farmers to irrigate nearly 1,500 acres of land.
Dude, ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, that's actually awful.
Just a little famine to get your phone back, Jose. I don't see what the problem is.
He also lost his job working as a food inspector.
Oh, that was his government job?
The sensitive government info on his phone turned out to be food pics from the restaurants he was supposed to be inspecting.
He's like, what? These apples?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jose can attest to that. Food pics, they're like gold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got the perfect shot of pho the other day.
No.
It's in my favorites folder.
Okay, yeah.
This next Laser Story is out of the weird world of AI.
Uh-oh.
Some guy tweeted a photo after his cousin in seventh grade used ChatGPT to cheat on a book report. It was on the 1989 novel The Joy Luck Club.
Oh, that's a good book.
And the whole report is written out by hand.
Boo!
But he copied it? Like, how did he copy it then?
By copying
it. Oh, he just read it.
Like, reading and copying.
Read it? He read it. I did good in my English class.
The first clue a kid didn't write it is the vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many seventh graders use the word poignant? But there's an even more obvious clue in that same exact paragraph. Because even though he did copy this by hand, he forgot to remove ChatGPT's disclaimer at the bottom.
No!
The last paragraph starts, quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. And that was written out on his paper.
Oh, my gosh. Not the smartest kid.
And some people think that this is fake because the handwriting looks a little too good for a seventh grader.
I don't know. I bet Jeff's handwriting looked too good for a seventh grader. True.
Other people believe it's 100% real. And a few commented that the kids now are just so lazy they can't even cheat the right way. That's the issue.
I mean, at least they're still writing by hand.
There you go. For now.
This next laser story is out of the study of life as we know it. What's something a lot of people think they're good at but aren't? Well, a worldwide study was just done involving more than 14,000 people, and here are the top answers. Okay. Number 7, we think we're good at giving advice.
That's probably true.
But guess what? No, you're not.
Yeah.
Number 6 is parenting. Many, many people think that they're experts at being parents.
I feel like I'm a parenting idiot. I'm just trying to survive by the day, Jeff. I don't know what kind of vibe I'm putting out there, but it's not that.
Number 5 that people think they're good at is singing, which is pretty evident on this show. I'm not going to name names. Jeff.
Wait, you named yourself?
You are good.
Horrible singer.
You're a good singer.
Liar.
Okay.
Number 4, being humble.
Oh, yeah.
And thinks that they're humble, not so much.
Why would anyone on this show want to be humble, though?
I just want to say, out of all of us, I'm the most humble. I'm the best at it.
Yeah, you are.
I bet
you are.
I'm the humblest, sweetest person.
Number 3, we think we're good at staying out of drama.
No, no,
I am diving right into it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
we all secretly really love it.
Yes.
Number 2 is driving.
See,
I could argue that.
I think your car bill could
good,
argue difference.
Yeah.
And finally, the number 1 thing we think that we're good at, but we're not really, is being a great listener.
Really?
Yeah, did you not hear that, Jose?
Being a great listener.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks. A few more that made the list. Flirting, lying, romance, cooking, and telling jokes.
Bad at all of
that.
Who gave us a morning show, guys?
What do you call a famous turtle?
What?
A shell-lebrity.
Boo. Well, get out of here.
That's how means Laser Stories is over for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Friday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.